Festive greetings here at Don't Slam Your Podcast. This is Boxing Day. Well, we're recording this actually on the 5th of December, but you'll be listening to this 3 weeks today, Boxing Day. I hope you've all had a lovely Christmas. Today, you're joined by your 2.4 Quizmaster, JD Collins, for the very first episode in a one-off mini-series, 2.4 Quiz. So joining me today in the very first guest is a brand new guest to the podcast. It is regular listener Adam. Adam, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Yourself, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Have you got your Christmas shopping done?
No.
Nope. Same. It's 3 weeks left. It'll be absolutely fine. Hope everyone had a nice Christmas yesterday. If everyone's eaten plenty and drink lots and had a great time with your families. And so this is a Christmas edition based around the five Christmas specials. And if you are interested in more quiz episodes in the future and being a guest, please get in touch either by Twitter, Instagram, or the email 2.4podcast@gmail.com. But Adam, thank you again for joining us. You're my new guest. I'm going to go through the 2.4 initiation questions before we
Okay.
go on to the quiz. So, very first question is, when did you first discover 2.4 children?
Well, I was born in 84, so I would have been 7 when it started. So it's just always been around from as far back as really I can remember. It was just there, one of those shows my parents watched, and then I watched it, and then it was just there, always in the background.
Yeah, and what's your favorite episode?
Oh, undoubtedly it has to be when Saturday comes. Has to be. Has to be. I'm a football man, so I go through those stupid rituals myself. So yeah.
Fantastic. What's your ritual for your team winning?
Just again, trying to do the same thing, wear the same things, same shirt, same this, exactly how they go through it. Not to the exact, not where I've got to do the same thing at the same time every day, but or every Saturday, but we like to make sure we're in the same thing, right? Do this, do this, do this, but it's not quite to their extent. No going to charity shops before the match or anything like that.
Yeah, and if you, what team do you support?
Well, I'm from Northampton, so I am a Northampton Town fan.
Fantastic. And so, have you ever had made a bet with any opposing team fans where you have to dress up as the Spice Girls or any other pop band if you
Not as
lose?
yet. No silly bets as yet, but judging by the sort of thing my mate would say, it may end up like that one
Oh,
day. You never
which Spice Girl do you want to be?
know. Oh, have to be Jerry. Have to be.
Nice. Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
And what was your favorite series of the show?
Oh, I would probably say it's between 4 or 5. I think that's where it peaked for me.
And who's your favorite character?
I think it sort of changes, but I think as I've got older, it's more built because I just love Belinda Lang. She's hilarious. She really is. As you watch it, as you get older, you realise, oh yeah, she's actually got the dry sense of humour. She brings out these good lines. You think, oh yeah, actually, yeah. You think for comedy, you think it was Ben, but actually, it's for me, it's built now as I'm older.
And having watched the series when you were growing up, do you think it's aged well?
Yes, I think so. I think certainly that when you watch the latter ones, you think, oh, that could have been made, say, a year ago, a couple of years ago, and then you go back to the early ones, you think, oh, listen, as it looks a bit grainy, doesn't it? Things like that. But yes, I do. I think it's aged very well myself.
And why do you think it's been forgotten about over time?
I think obviously there was a lot of issues, wasn't there, with episodes that couldn't be broadcast, and so there was things like that, and everyone says, oh, it's my family, my family. Everyone, hang on a minute, no, 2.4 children was first, come on. And I just think it's such a shame it's been forgotten about, particularly by the BBC, until they put it on iPlayer, of course. But yeah, I think because other family sitcoms, my family then outnumbered, I think they sort of overshadowed it for a while, and which is a real shame because
It
I
is.
think it really is.
Yeah, I think considering it's the best one of them all, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But now, with regards to the Christmas specials, here is a bonus episode question.
Okay.
What is your favourite Christmas special?
All favorite Christmas special are Porky's. Got to
What do you love about that one?
It's the one, I think it's the one I know most about. I just think it's the fact that it just gets more and more absurd as it goes along. It's like, oh, he's got this pig. It's like, yeah, okay, opens it, there it is, massive great pig. And then of course the little twist at the end that the pig gives birth.
Yes. Thank you so much for going
Yeah,
through those questions with me.
that's my pleasure.
You've passed your initiation. You were always going to. Now you're going on to the next challenge. You are the first ever 2.4 quiz contestant. And today's episode is about the Christmas special. So let's begin the quiz. So the first question is, what is the name of the sweets that the porters despise?
Oh, that is orange. Orange and lemon slices.
That's the one. Yeah. Have you ever had any orange and lemon
No,
slices?
I haven't. And they sound disgusting. And they come back, that they mention them throughout a lot of the Christmas specials as well. And you just think, no, oh, no.
You know, I won a raffle at my work a few years ago,
Yeah.
and one of the things they had was this box of what I thought were orange and lemon slices. They were like jelly
Yeah.
in the shape of orange and lemon and taste, but I did. They weren't orange lemon slices. I tried some recently, and they're just the only way I can describe them is like they're not quite hard, but they're chewy sugar with almost a tinge of orange and lemon flavor, and they're
Ooh.
revolting. I mean,
Oh, they sound worse. They sound a lot worse after being described as well. Oh, no.
yeah, I mean it. I know a few people who've tried it, them who are people who like their sugar. They have a sweet tooth, and
Yeah.
even they don't like it. So that's saying a lot.
I know. I mean, there's some bizarre sweets out there, but no. We'll leave that. I'm not a fan of lemon anyway, so I can. I'll definitely leave it. When they say take it or leave it, no. Thank you. I'll pass.
And in Relaxevu, how many trees do the porters end up having? I can give you some options if you're struggling.
Oh, no. So we'll watch this afternoon. Three.
The options are, I'll give you the options just to give you a chance. So it's actually, is it four,
Okay.
five, six, or seven?
Then it's four. Yeah. Four.
Afraid it was five.
Oh no.
So
Oh no.
I was thinking four as well, but this is where my kind of super watching for the podcast has sort of made me see things I didn't notice before.
Yeah.
So what happened was Bill had already got one.
That was it.
Ben then got another one.
Yeah.
Christine then actually bought two because
Oh, of
she bought,
course. Yes.
and then Bet brought another one. So it was
Yes.
five.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Oh.
it's always something I forget because it's when Bill goes out of the kitchen and says, "Where's this one come from?"
Of course. Yeah. There's the little one. Yes. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
then she's like, "I don't want either of them."
That's it.
But you
Oh.
often think it's regarding the second tree that Ben, because the second one, I always thought it was just one tree that Christine bought.
Yeah. I didn't catch that one. Oh no. I thought it was the same tree that Christine brought in. Oh, yeah, of course. Yes.
The third question is, in Babes in the Wood, which famous TV sitcom couple do the porters receive a Christmas card off?
Yes, I do know this one. It is Terry and June.
Yep, that is right. And I tell you what's really disappointing me with the only disappointment with the BBC iPlayer editions of these episodes, there is a moment that's been edited out of Babes in the Woods that's on the DVD
How is it?
where Bill gets home. You actually see her going her getting home,
Yeah.
and she goes, "Oh, not more cars. I've just posted 80." And then she opens another one and says, "I can't remember the name of the person." She goes, "Oh, why have they brought me another car? I haven't seen them in 17 years. Why can't they just die?"
Oh, and maybe that's, I mean, I don't know if I've seen that one. I may have done it across the years, but I know I've forgotten all about that a little bit. But I
Yeah.
remembered that made me laugh this afternoon when I was watching it, thinking, oh, yeah, Terry and June. Yes.
I like the way that he's just like, "No, it can't, surely it can't be."
Yeah, can't be. No, I like that.
In
Yeah.
2 Years Before the Mast, Fletcher is played by Jeremy Hawke. Which cast member is he related to, and what is their relation?
He's Belinda Lang's father.
He is indeed Belinda Lang's father, and her mother was a famous actress as well in musical theatre.
Really? I'm sure I've probably heard you mention that on the pod before, but yes, I remember the whole. Oh yes, he's her dad. Yeah, I do remember
Do like it when they have the dance at the end.
Yeah, the great scene there. Oh, I'll leave her. She's enjoying herself.
With the blonde hair going off. I think she's got a great, just wears that blonde wig so well.
She does. She does.
In Relaxevu, what is the first Christmas wish that Bill types into the computer and it happens?
It's. Is it the switch all the television transmitters off?
It is indeed, yes.
Yeah.
I had a couple of options.
Oh, did you?
The options were switch to your television off, bad weather, or order three hunky American soldiers to visit the house. In Porky's, what game does Rona bring?
Oh, easy. Pass the pig.
That's right, yeah. I wonder if that's a real one. Have you
Do
ever?
you know what? It might be. It's one of them ones worth having a look, just in case.
Let me just have a quick gander
Let's have
on
a look.
Google.
Yeah.
A look. Pass
Okay.
the pigs, because I think I might buy one for Christmas, but obviously I have to get it quickly before the postal strike. Yes, there is a pass the
Oh,
pigs. It
yes.
exists.
Yes, I've got it as well. I've just had a look. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's rules and everything.
You can buy, it's got a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I'm on it now. Yeah.
And that, which I think is brilliant. And so the next question is, in Misery, why did Bette not send the Christmas card that Bill wrote for Ben when they were at college?
Oh. Was it never explained?
No, Bill asks her, and Bette does have a response. What I would call a very typical Bette response.
Oh, you know, I remember watching it, thinking this hasn't been explained. I think maybe that one had gone over my head. Oh, no, I'm afraid I'm going to have to pass on that one.
No worries. It's Bette needed the stamp.
That's it. Yes.
It's such a Bette response. She's like,
Yeah,
I
very better
needed the
response.
stamp.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, no. Very much. I can hear her saying it now. Now.
In 2 years before the mast, what does the captain say he will do if the porters ever fall under his jurisdiction?
They will be cast adrift in a dinghy.
Yes. And in Babes in the Wood, what do Bill, Ben, and Rona walk into?
Minefield.
And in Misery, what is the name of the game that Bette plays where she describes the porter's mindset?
Tough ones. Can I describe their mindset? Oh, right. Again, I should know it. I've been watching it recently. No, again, I think I'm gonna have to pass on this one.
No worries. It was consequences.
That's it. Yes.
And I never even heard of this before doing the
Oh,
podcast. Have you ever played it?
we have. Yeah, we played it a couple of Christmases. Well, a couple of Christmases, many Christmases back now. Yeah, I'm not one for games at Christmas myself. I think I just sat there getting ever progressively bored.
It's a
Yeah.
very bizarre game.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Yeah.
I think Wikipedia, which obviously I go to for all my
Yeah.
research, describes it as an old parlor game in a similar vein to the surrealist game Exquisite Corpse and Mad Libs,
Oh.
which is each player is given a sheet of paper and all are told to write down a word or phrase to fit a description, like an animal, optionally with some
Yeah.
extra words to make the story. Each player then folds the paper over to hide the most recent line and hands it to the next person. At the end of the game, the stories are read out. So it was, Bette says, Dr. Hannibal Lecter. What was it? She said something.
Dr. Hannibal Lecter met
Met Dr. Hannibal Lecter in an oven.
in something, in that. And I know what the last line is. She says something, and they all stay till Tuesday.
Yes, I want a Nintendo.
That's it.
I can't take much more of this. I want a Nintendo. I'm going to slash my wrist. And the consequence was they all stayed till
Stay till
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Brilliant. No, I think I love those little touches to the series, and I wouldn't know that. I've never heard of that game before. It's not exactly charades, is it?
No.
So it's
No, it's cool.
interesting to come up with something that's a bit more out there, really.
Yeah, you would have thought so. Yeah, it's not my, no, not my kind of thing at all. I think particularly because I've got terrible writing, I think everyone's looking at mine going, oh, what's he saying? Well, I'm looking at it going, well, I can't read it either. So, yeah, so as I said, not a game man myself at Christmas, but hey.
I can't say it's my choice every time it happens,
No,
but I end up enjoying it.
not my idea of fun. No.
So in Porky's, how long has Ben kept the pig for in his lockup?
That is 5 months.
Yep, 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, since August. But I'll give you the 5 months. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, since August he kept it. So yeah, 5 months. And the final question is, and I can give you some options if you need help with this one, is how many songs are sung by the cast in the five Christmas specials?
Okay, I may need some options for this one, yeah.
Was it 5, 8, 12, or 15?
I think I'm going to go for 8.
It was 8
Oh,
because there were some where there was medleys. So in Misery, you had
yes.
Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow.
Yeah.
Then in Babes in the Wood, you have Rhona singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas in the house, the abandoned house. Then the end of it is There's No Place Like
Yeah.
Home for the Holidays, Relaxez-vous, Relaxez-vous. Then in Porky's, you have Rootin' Tootin' Santa Claus. And then in 2 Years Before the Mast, you have Christmas Alphabet and the beginning, and then Be Kind to Your Parents at the end.
That's it. Yeah.
Which I love that mixture of different songs.
I do.
Um,
I do.
what
I like that.
what is
Yeah.
your favorite Christmas special moment?
Favorite Christmas special moments. Oh, I think it would have to choose. I think it's got to be the reveal of the pig. It is funny. It is funny that at that moment. It really is. When the pig's revealed, it's like, oh, it's massive. Oh, okay. Yeah, my favorite.
Fantastic. And so I've just counted it up, and out of 12
Yeah.
questions, you've answered 10 correctly. So well
Oh,
done.
I am surprised.
I'm going to give you a prize, which
Okay.
is the title for 2.4 Quiz Champion.
Okay.
You're the first quiz champion, and that might help in the future for another edition of the quiz show.
Excellent.
Adam, thank you so much for coming on.
That's
Really
my
enjoyed it.
pleasure.
Have you got any social media that you want to promote, or anything you're doing at the moment you want to promote while you've got time on the podcast? The floor is yours.
Not massively. I use social media, but nothing major to promote, to be honest. I say I use social media. I just use it to for my own amusement, really. I just put anything that amuses me, I'll put it on. I'm on Facebook, Adam Wilkins, Twitter, same again, at Adam Wilkins, and Instagram, Adam of the Wilkins. So if anybody ever wants to find me, it may interest somebody. I don't know. So entirely up to everyone else. So that's my social media at the moment.
Thank you again for coming on. Really appreciate it. And
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Merry Christmas to you.
And to you and to everybody else.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone listening. We'll be back in the new year with a new 2.4 related discussion. And I'm still working on the book, so I'll keep you all updated on how that's going. Until then, Happy New Year. We'll speak to you soon.